True Story, Part 1.
In the 1850s, a Sioux people called the Lakota were the most powerful tribe on the Great Plains of America. When their way of life was menaced by white settlers, the Lakota fought the U.S. Army with their chief, Sitting Bull.
The Sioux at war with a white man. August 1871. In Chief Sitting Bull's tribe.
Come quickly! We've found buffalo tracks!
Huh? The whole tribe sets off with their teepees. We need meat for the winter. After 2 days, the Sioux find the buffalo herd.
This is good. There are many buffalo.
They do a buffalo dance to make their hunt successful. The next day, they chase the buffalo on horseback and attack with arrows and guns. After the hunt, the hunters share a warm buffalo liver. Then the women cut up the dead buffalo. We can make new teepees with these buffalo hides. A month later, the Sioux find workmen building a railway on their territory.
What are the white men doing on our land?
We must tell our chief, Sitting Bull.
Sitting Bull is furious with the white men.
The iron horse will scare the buffalo.
While the workmen stop for a break.
Those savages won't dare attack with soldiers on guard.
Suddenly, the Sioux attack.
Look out! The Sioux!
The white men fight off the Sioux warriors.
They're leaving with our horses!
But Sitting Bull congratulates his men.
The pale faces are frightened of our attacks.